Good morning, my friends. Just yesterday, I was reading some of Mary Oliver's poetry in her latest book, Felicity. And Mary Oliver is a woman of faith who considers herself to be a deeply spiritual person, although her faith doesn't neatly fit into one organized religion. She embraces the idea of God, the Creator, in many of her poems, and all the wonders that God has created, and all the while being very comfortable about not having all the answers. And if we're looking, we can sense the presence of the God of our understanding in our hearts, as her openness towards seeing the divine in all of nature's wild beauty, as reflected in her poetry, led her to say, "I acknowledge my feeling and gratitude for life by praising the world and whoever made all of these things." And as we enter into meditation today, throughout that time, I'll be reading you from time to time some quotes from Mary Oliver out of her new book that have to do with the God of creation and of her understanding. And perhaps one of them will resonate with you. So let us be seated, quietly breathing, adjusting your body in the comfortable support of your chair. Draw your breath up your spine and into the top part of your body, and let it sit there in stillness as you breathe for just a few moments. Then, taking a very deep, full breath, as much breath as you can possibly take in, and a little more, and then very slowly releasing it until your body is completely empty. And now draw your next breath, a deep full breath, into the lower part of your body, from your waist down to the bottoms of your feet as they sit on the floor. Notice how that energy expands to fill the bottom part of your body, including your lower back. Take in that full breath, all the way up, hold it, and release it very slowly, all the way to empty. Isn't it truly amazing how our bodies do that? Be aware of gratitude to our Creator for giving us that amazing gift of having our breath work without any effort from us, and at the same time, allowing us to take full control of it, breathing up and breathing out. So often that seems to be the nature of what is holy, that we are given the assurance that what needs to be supported and directed in our bodies or minds or hearts, we have. And yet, at the same time, we also have the power and the capacity to change it ourselves. What an amazing thing. So bring your awareness back in your heart and the way in which it radiates, the energy that you may have found there in our last meditation, that energy of heartbeat and breath. That is the gift of this life. Mindfully, keep your attention with your heart. Breathing. Feeling. Knowing. And Mary Oliver offers us a line from one of her poems about prayer. Do you bow your head when you pray? Or do you look up into that blue space? Take your choice. Her prayers fly and rise from all directions. How do you know if that is true for you? She offers us a thought about holiness. God or the gods are invisible, quite understandable. But holiness is visible around us entirely. How do you find that that might be true in your life today? That holiness is visible, even though God is not visible in that way. There is a force of blessing that lets us know, however invisible, that the God of your understanding is real. Offer your intention and your prayer to experience that connection right now in this moment. Perhaps bringing to mind just some of all those many things that have made the God of your understanding real. Invisible to you. Maybe the birth of a child. Maybe the incredible gift that the sun rises. Maybe the wonder of mindful practice in your body, mind, and heart that can bring you to stillness and receptivity. Bring to mind a most recent miracle, as you might call it, something that revealed the presence of a power much greater than ourselves. It's there for the seeing, if we look. And here is a last quote from Mary Oliver. Love still as you once loved, deeply and with great patience. Let God and the world know you are grateful. And if you were to take that gratitude and that heart spirit of prayer and love with you today, how would anyone know that that experience of God was present in you? And when you're ready, allow your eyes to gently open and take this with you. Namaste. Amen.